2 o'clock at the Southland. Oh, there's some NKOTV.
Yeah.
New Kids on the Block going to perform here June 30th at Yamaval Resort and Casino. It is our tournament tip-off party live from the 909 Sports Bar Mason in Ireland. Mason's still recovering from taking a pie in the face. You can see the video and the pictures at ESPN Los Angeles on Twitter and Instagram. Meanwhile,
sneak attack.
We've got madness action all over the place. Come out and watch it with us. We're going to be here until 7 p.m. Sedano and Cap coming up at 4 p.m. San Diego State. Sleaze, Aztecs, the 5 seed.
Pulling away!
Now they got us only a 6-point lead over Charleston, the 12 seed. 11:52 remaining in the second half. Imagine if we got another upset.
After
took down Virginia. And producer Emily, you can see that on social media. The live video of her on the floor crying.
Oh, she was, I heard it. She sounded devastated.
It was like when your team
my heart went out to her.
It was like the Natalie Imbruglia song, Torn.
Torn!
That's
nice shot. The odds of Natalie Imbruglia being mentioned on the show.
You know what I found out a while ago?
What's that?
That's not even her song. She redid that song.
Oh,
somebody way back when.
Really?
And that took that tore a little part.
It did
my
it.
Heart.
Yeah.
And Alabama, the overall one seed, they got a 20-point lead over Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, so they should be fine.
I want to point out to everybody here: if you're a masochist, the Lakers-Rockets game is on that TV, playing right over our shoulder. You may have remembered that from last night.
Oh, look at it. There it is.
There it is.
What coming-of-age TV show was this tied to?
I want to say
Dawson's Creek,
was
maybe?
It Dawson's Creek? But that was
maybe One Tree Hill.
Maybe One Tree Hill with our girl.
With our girl, Janet Kramer.
With our girl,
Janet Kramer, yeah.
Listen, John and I haven't been together in a while,
know,
so we got to get it all in.
I
Yacht Rock, Natalie Imbruglia,
Janet
Kramer.
Yeah, go ahead. Now, how about some Nelly Furtado? Just start throwing out names.
Nelly doesn't qualify as Yacht Rock.
No.
She's too young.
Nelly Furtado was great.
She's too young.
Just stop that.
Yeah, wait a minute. Torn isn't Yacht Rock, is it?
No, it's 1996.
Yeah, wait about 20 years it will be.
Yeah.
we need older people
older
in the Yacht Rock
people,
tent.
Yes.
Mason in Ireland live from Yamaval continues right now.
So the one thing I forgot to mention about playing pickleball last night with my brother.
Yeah.
I fell.
Well, I would have.
I did fall.
Where's the breaking news sound?
Wait a minute. Yeah, you're the Anthony Davis of athletics. You're on the ground more than he is.
So somebody hit a high lob.
Yeah, so we did hear Jorge breaking
back
news.
And try, and then just collapsed.
Did you fall on your butt? Like you fell backwards?
Yeah, I have a slightly bruised tailbone.
There's a decent chance that Mason gets injured on Saturday.
No,
is this more serious than
when we tried to jump over a bar, he shattered his heel. When he played in the pickup basketball game, he fell flat on his face.
I had a very clean softball game.
This is the second time he's fallen
playing pickleball.
Okay. Yeah,
you're definitely
hitting the ground.
It's very tricky.
Can I bet mythical money on that, Greg?
Yes, you can.
All right, $10,000. Mason hits the ground in pickleball at some point Saturday.
I am going to stay.
Are we going to put odds
no
on this,
what?
Or is it just going to be a straight?
Nah,
$10,000?
Straight bet's fine.
Staying on my feet is a win. Then
I don't need odds. I'll take my $10,000 and be happy.
But you saw the bracket, John.
I have not seen.
So they're
the
Fighting TTs out of the Mason Island region on Saturday.
Yeah,
the 4 seed in that bracket is Good Afternoon.
Good Afternoon.
Good Afternoon.
Jorge, Corporate Greg.
So they're headed. They're headed for a showdown. Maybe
they both have to win 2 matches.
Good Afternoon.
Well,
I never.
Just let 2 matches.
Morales hates the Good Afternoon.
I hate the Good Afternoon.
Well, I don't think they're. I don't think Mason and his brother are going to win 2 matches to get to Jorge.
No,
do you think
that
they're
going to
lose
hard.
Out of the gate?
Yeah,
the 16 seed only slams.
God, I hope we win 1 match.
They might win once. There's no way they're winning.
Flew all the way into. L.A. from Toledo on Spirit Airlines. My God.
Do you mind if I ask you round trip what that all cost?
$89 on Spirit.
Spirit,
super
that's the one where you tie the rope around the door when you take off.
He had a 4-hour layover in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's how he
Which
got
is
here.
Backwards coming.
Are you taking care of at least his food and his, you know,
we're
accommodations?
Taking care of the food. Taking care of the food. Okay. Yeah. Accommodation, staying at the house.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Mason and Ireland continues.
Yes. All right, so did you see the Edwin Diaz thing?
Yeah, and if you don't know what we're talking about, what country did he pitch for?
Puerto Rico.
Okay, they were celebrating a big win, and he got hurt.
Yep.
And a lot of people are saying...
Tore up his knee.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, see, you can't let your players play in the World Baseball Classic because they get hurt. Freddie Freeman had a hamstring thing. Well, he's playing for Canada. Can't do it, can't come. Guys, you can get hurt in spring training.
Yeah.
Gavin Lux did.
Yeah, the World Baseball Classic is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. Like these people saying, cancel it. You know, Carlos G is hurt. Freddie Freeman hurt.
Freddie Freeman slightly strained hamstring.
Are you watching the emotion in these games?
I know. They're into it. People are into it.
Yeah. It's basically the World Cup for baseball. It's great.
Mike Trout, this is like the first time he looks like he's having fun and has a chance to win something
Watching him in the World Baseball Classic makes me just, you know, and I'm now to the point where hope the Angels trade him. I mean, it's just the Angels is if Artie Moreno's not going to sell the team, he has to face the music that with him as an owner, they're not going to win. So let those guys go somewhere.
That's a big contract to move Trout.
But you can move it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure you can afford Trout.
I just don't think there's any way they'll trade Mike Trout. Now, Shohei Ohtani,
He doesn't want to trade Ohtani either.
Yeah, I think they're going to wait till the trade deadline to try to move him, see if they can be in contention. You guys all think that's stupid, but that's what I would do if I was.
Well, I think whether we think it's stupid or not, I think your scenario is accurate.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
that's what they'll do.
Yeah,
the thing about the WBC is that since I've been watching it and watching spring training at the same time, the games are slow, man.
Right, yeah. But
it's that's changed
not,
my whole mind and how I watch baseball.
Yeah, but wait till you see Major League Baseball is getting it right. They're going to be there.
Major League Baseball is right.
The emotion, though, of the World Baseball Classic.
Fantastic.
I was doing the same thing you were doing. I found myself staying at the World Baseball Classic and blowing off spring training.
My entire life I've watched baseball. It means more.
In
3.5-hour games. It's been my entire life watching baseball. And now, because we've had half of a spring training with 2.5-hour games, I'm like, this is slow.
By the way, I wanted to throw this out there. James Outman is having a monster spring.
Yeah, I think he's your starting left fielder.
Now, here's what worries me. Price, center field. Here's what worries me. Are they going to do that thing where they don't call him up
To protect his service time. No, I think they need him.
To protect his service time.
Because Mookie Betts is still talking about playing second base. So if
40 games.
If you're going to play Mookie at second, who's your outfield without
Outman? Jason Hayward, David Peralta, Trace Thompson.
Yeah, I think Peralta is more of a role player. I don't see him as an everyday guy.
Yeah, but I mean, like, for example, Trace, I think, is going to play against left-handers despite his reverse splits last year. And the idea would be, maybe Jason Hayward plays against the right-handers.
Yeah, well, there could be a scenario where you have Hayward starting in right, Betts starting at second, either Outman or Trace in center, and the other one in right, and then Chris Taylor as your floater. Chris Taylor isn't playing shortstop, depends if him or Miguel Vargas is going to play
Rojas.
Shortstop. Thank you.
Yeah,
and we'll see. What's happening at third base?
Max Muncy,
full time.
Yeah.
So he's not going to play second.
No.
If Mookie plays in the outfield, who plays second?
If Mookie plays in the outfield, who
Vargas
plays second?
Vargas is going to go back and forth between
Vargas.
Third and second.
Okay. Miguel Vargas.
Okay.
So I think the most likely scenario you're going to see in the infield for at least the start of the season is Muncy at third, Rojas at short, Vargas at second, and Freeman, of course, at first.
And then Mookie in right.
And Mookie in right.
Okay.
Dave Roberts said they're going to play Mookie about 40 games at second base.
Okay.
So, I think
I'll be mad if Outman is in the minors when the season starts. The way he's hitting.
By the way, he got called up last year for like a week and tore it up.
Yeah.
I mean, and they sent him back down. I think he's
there's just
be
no
a star.
Reason for a guy hitting like that not to be on the big club, especially with all the people you let go.
Yeah. I mean, if he plays like that, he's got a chance to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. But he's got to play.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but Chris Russo, Mad Dog, went on a tear.
Leonard DiCaprio.
About a golfer named Tom
Hoagie.
Hoagie.
I saw this.
Okay. So, Tom Hoagie won a golf tournament, apparently won $1.3 million.
Correct.
Okay.
I didn't even think he won it. He just won $1.3 million for finishing top five.
Then he gets on a flight. And there's a picture of him in coach, and Chris Russo's like, "What the hell is going on?
Who just won $1.3 million get in coach?" And then Russo said this:
"I would defend." We don't have it.
Oh,
I would.
Oh, I sent it in.
Yeah, and I did too. The quality wasn't very good.
The quality was terrible.
Yeah, the quality was terrible. So I actually would like to defend Tom Hoagie.
Okay.
I don't fly first class. I probably could. But I don't fly first class. I find coach to be absolutely fine. Now, I have a feeling you're probably a first class flyer.
Well, on the Laker plane, every seat is a first class
seat. That's
true. So I'm spoiled when I travel. But this is a weird thing about me. I can sit in any seat on a plane.
Yeah.
I can sit
middle seats?
Middle seats. One time when I was traveling with UCLA.
Yep.
So Mark Dellens, the SID, was a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Roberts, our play-by-play guy at the time, I was doing sidelines, is a big guy.
Yes, he is.
And nobody wanted to sit in the middle seat.
Right.
One was in the window, one was on the aisle. And our engineer at the time said, I can't go. I can't.
Really?
I can't go on this flight. I can't. I'm claustrophobic. I can't do it. I go, I'll sit there. And everybody's like, no, you don't want to sit there. And so, you know what I did? I folded my arms and went to sleep. I can sit in any seat. If people walk up to me, if you ever see me on a flight, you can try me on this. If people ever walk up to me and go, hey, I really want to sit by the window, or I really want to sit in the aisle, will you switch? I say, sure.
You really do?
Yeah, I'll sit anywhere.
You'll sit in the middle seat.
Middle seat, aisle seat.
That's where I'm.
Back up against the lavatory in row 58.
The emergency seat that won't.
Get me, yep.
Won't
get me
lean
on
back.
Get me on a plane and I'm good. As
Why
Stu
is
Lance
that?
Says, the only question you should be asking on a plane is, did it land?
Yeah.
If it lands, best flight ever.
But why is that? You can't sleep at home, but you can sleep on a
yeah,
plane?
Yeah, why is
yeah,
that?
I don't know.
Do you need the bed to be vibrating? Is that
no, I don't know. But, yeah. I mean, if not, I'll put on noise-canceling headphones and work.
Yeah.
I'm very good at blocking out distractions. Like, you could sit next to me and be talking my ear off. I would just put my headphones
on. Oh, we've noticed. We've been here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for a while. No. But, see, I appreciate what – you know what? Money is not cheap. Here's one thing about John Morant. I brought this up yesterday. So, Tom Hoagie's flying coach.
Yeah.
John Morant is going into a club, and gun part aside,
okay,
spreads out $50,000.
Right.
And they actually have to rake it up. There's so much money on
the
ground.
He made it rain, yes.
It's like there's a lack of respect of money. Tom Hoagie's flying coach after he wins $1.3 million. John Morant is throwing money into the air.
Right. But I understand what your point is, but people—it's his money. He should be able to
sure.
do whatever the heck he wants with it.
Sure, I mean, I don't disagree
with
that.
We all waste money on certain things that other people would never spend money on, you know.
I'm not a big waster. What do I waste money on?
I'm trying to think. What would be a good example of something that you have at your house
that
others would not? Like mine, I have a massage chair. I didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
But,
how'd you get that deal?
Oh, I've told that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you were supposed to get me one.
No, the company went out of business. That's why I couldn't get you one.
But you're supposed to give me your secondhand chair, so you get a new first.
Oh, yeah, you don't
chair.
Want my chair is literally worn out. It's like a car with 300,000 miles on it at this point.
I guess my splurge items
like
are
some
tickets
people,
to games.
Right, and some people would like ramp season tickets is a great example.
Personal seat
super
licenses.
Expensive, but something you enjoy. So
yeah.
I've always been very supportive of you and Billy Mack. I was with Billy Mack this week, and I'm sure you had to go through the same thing. He got the call to renew for next year.
Oh yeah,
and he's like, just wait till the last possible minute and then do it. It's worth it.
We were shocked yesterday. Actually, I'll hold that story. Jordan Rodriguez was on the show, and Bergman, there was an incident. There was an incident involving Jordan Rodriguez that I want to talk about coming up next.
That happened on the show?
Yes. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet, sweet Yacht Rock sound. It is
the
our
great
tournament.
Gino Minnelli.
It is our tournament tip-off party.
Thank you.
At Yamaval Resort and Casino, Mason in Ireland on this tip-off to the Madness Thursday. We got some updates. At half, Arizona, the 2 seed, 31. The 15 seed, Princeton, 30.
Oh,
whoa!
Come on.
That's
really?
An Ireland
out
Final Four.
South
really?
Region.
I'm going to lose a Final Four team on day one to those Ivy Leaguers.
Also in the South region.
Still running the same offense, by the way.
Alan Sliwa's team, the 5th seed, San Diego State, the Aztecs, only a 5-point lead
Charleston hanging in.
With 5:48 left in the second half, could Charleston, the 12 seed, pull off another upset special?
Ooh. Emily already suffered to an upset.
Imagine if Emily and Slee both go down.
Oh, God, what a
and
show
UCSB
tomorrow.
And UCSB advances.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Travis won't bring
everybody.
That up at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mason and Ireland continues from Yamaval right now.
Thank you very much. I wanted to mention.
Yeah, we've already been here for an hour. This is awesome.
Yeah,
is flying out here. It's incredible.
There is so much food.
How's the pizza, guys?
The pizza is delicious. Delicious.
I'm talking too much, Chris, because I haven't had a chance to eat enough pizza. I've got to talk less and eat more. That's my goal.
That is good programming.
For the 2 o'clock hour.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking at.
All right.
I wanted to bring out a couple. We were just talking Dodgers. Just a couple of notes. If you're a Dodger fan, Daniel Hudson, Yancy Amonte, thrown to live hitters but won't be ready for the regular season. Tony Gonsolin brought along slowly. Ryan Pepio probably is the number five starter. Do I have that right?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, sounds about right. All right, so yesterday I said, first of all week long I've been, you know, everybody's signing in the NFL. Everybody's
yeah,
a free agent.
Free agent week.
And we, meaning the Rams, don't sign anybody. Goodbye Jalen Ramsey. Goodbye Bobby Wagner. Goodbye.
Yeah, something's going on over there. I'm not sure what it is.
So,
something's going on.
Yesterday I said, I want to talk to Jordan Rodriguez. I've never talked to her from The Athletic, and she covers the Rams
was
really it,
was
well.
Was Mason not with us when
no,
we had her on last month?
Just you.
Was
okay.
not.
And that was when Bobby Wagner news broke.
Yeah.
So Bergman texts me back and says, yeah, but can you be entertaining with her?
I mean, that's not the exact phrasing, but pretty much.
You're paraphrasing. That's basically the phrase.
You're paraphrasing.
Can you make it entertaining?
All right, yeah. Hold on. Jorge says he's got the clip from yesterday. Is this what you're setting
yeah,
up?
Yeah, this is what we're playing. So here's the thing, George. So what I heard you say is that we're not going to win in 2024.
23.
I'm sorry, 2023.
So I don't think that they have any ideas or beliefs that they will be contenders. However,
So right now, the Rams don't have any belief that this year they will be contenders.
You're going to soundbite me out, aren't you?
And of course we did. Of course we did. So how do I feel about that? The fact that Jordan says, first of all, was it an entertaining interview?
You did a great job with it, and it was exactly what you were supposed to do. So good. Yes, if you guys do things like that, I'm all in.
Let me make a point about what she said.
Okay.
Have you guys seen the new Ted Lasso?
Not yet. I've not watched episode one.
I have.
I watched it last night on the plane. It's great. It's right up the alley.
I'm sure.
But this is something that happens in the first 60 seconds, so I'm not spoiling anything.
Okay.
Everyone is picking Richmond to finish dead last.
And West Ham is probably the favorite.
Yes, but that's
coached by Nate.
Yeah, and that's all revealed in the first five minutes.
Yeah,
okay. Spoiler is, in the first 5 minutes, you will find out no one's picking Richmond and everybody's picking West Ham.
Right.
None of it matters. Even if Jordan is saying they're under no illusions that they're going to contend, it doesn't mean they won't contend. And here's what I mean. Last year, everybody picked Seattle to be terrible. If you go back and look at the
Geno Smith was the quarterback.
They let Russell Wilson go. They didn't have a quarterback. Pete Carroll's past his prime. They didn't go out and sign anybody, blah, blah, blah. They led the division for probably the first 10 weeks and had a really deep. Now, they petered out at the end. 2 years ago, nobody picked Cincinnati to go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Nobody. And they roused them and did it. So, Jordan saying that should not worry you too much, because Jordan doesn't have any control over what happens. They could. McVay is one of these guys like Pete Carroll that is glass half full all the time. They just need. You know what, Mace? I honestly believe this. Fix the offensive line, and they'll compete for the division.
Right, but they've gutted the defense.
I still think they'll compete for the division.
You know how many players are left? How many players are left from the Super Bowl team?
If I had to guess, I'd probably say 15.
Seven.
That's it.
Seven players left from the Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
Everybody else shuffled off.
Well, I think if they fix the offensive line, they can compete, because you have an offensive coach, a guy who can put up points. That was McVay's thing before last year, is that the Rams were always one of the highest scoring teams in the league.
Right.
So the defense doesn't need to be elite. It just needs to be good.
And so you know who's playing the offensive line this year?
Who?
The same guys they started with last year that all got hurt.
Well, hopefully they're better now.
Yeah, they haven't added anybody. It's the same guys.
I know this is probably a little Pollyanna. I think the Rams will be better this coming year than they were this past year.
What, seven wins?
At least. Maybe nine.
Well, nine probably gets you into the playoffs. Nine wins can get you into the playoffs.
Yep. But here's why I'm saying it. I know everybody's saying, Ireland, you're being a homer, you're crazy, the Rams stink, they don't have a good roster.
That's what I'm saying, and I'm a homer.
Okay, who does have a good roster? Okay?
Niners.
Yeah, they're going to win the division, all right? Yeah. The Niners are going to win the division, but they don't have a quarterback.
Sam Darnold.
What are you talking about?
It's the Sam Darnold era.
I
like saying this.
How many division titles? I love saying this to
taunt Jorge.
Yeah. How many division titles has Sam won?
None.
Yeah. And the other two
but
guys.
But Brock Purdy's had surgery. Brock Purdy's coming back.
They say he may not be ready for opening day. And they say that Trey Lance, nobody knows.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're not a sure thing. Seattle, who knows? You know, they're not necessarily great. So, I mean, the division is not impossible.
But when I hear Jordan say they, meaning the Rams,
right,
are under no illusion that they're going to contend, I can only draw from that they're not going to contend.
I think it's too early,
playing for 2024.
I think it's too early to say that. Do I think the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl? No. Do I think they can win the NFC West? Maybe. Maybe. I just don't. I'm not impressed. The NFC sucks. There aren't that many good teams.
Yeah, no, it does.
Teams.
All the quarterbacks went AFC now.
Yeah. I mean, there just aren't that many good teams. Detroit is favored to win the NFC North. When's the last time Detroit was favored to win anything?
Hey, look at Jared Goff.
Look at that one division with the Saints, the Falcons, the Panthers. Stink.
Yeah.
You're worried about the Rams because that's your team and you're invested in them. Everybody looks like the Rams right now. I mean, are you that impressed with the Cowboys?
They haven't done anything.
They're going to cut Zeke today, I guess. You know,
Zeke's got nothing left.
Right, but they haven't gone out and, like, re-signed the world. For example, where's Odell Beckham going?
Probably the Jets.
Which would be great for him. But
for
like
the
Rams,
AFC, yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if the Rams went out and got Odell Beckham. I just think that the NFC is wide open. That's my point. Wide open.
I'm not expecting much.
Do you feel better after that? I'm adjusting
my expectations.
Do you feel better after Ireland's, you know, pie in the sky?
Mace, don't look at what.
Don't mention pie to me.
Okay, yeah. Mace, don't look at what you don't have, okay, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Look at what the rest of the conference doesn't have.
Okay.
All right. Nobody has a roster. The Niners are the one team that you look at and go, okay.
Yeah.
That team's loaded.
They should yes. go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's George Kittle. So, coming up next, I want to ask you about Lamar Jackson.
What in the world is going on there?
I think what they're doing is incredibly smart. I may be
what
the only
Ravens
one.
Are doing?
What the Ravens are doing, I think, is incredibly smart.
You need to explain
that
to me, because I think what they're doing is incredibly risky.
We'll do that coming up next. We are live from Yamava, where the food is great, where the gambling's great, where every single game is on in the 909 Sports Bar. We're here all day long. Shedano and Cappy coming up for you at 4. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Mason in Ireland on a Thursday, and John, we're almost there.
Yeah, am I hearing a little Chuck Mangione on the show?
The great Gino Minnelli.
No, this is Breezin, right?
Wait, it's George Benson.
George Benson.
Yeah. George Benson.
Here we go.
I knew that.
In the South in the South region, the overall number one seed, Alabama. It is a final. They take down the 16th seed. No surprise.
Blew them out.
Texas A&M.
Now, Alan Sliwa, who is probably still driving right now.
Very nervously.
Sli, your team, 53-53 with 2:40 to go in the game.
That's a 5 versus a 12.
Yeah,
isn't that
Carlson
where
there's a 12? Every year a 5 beats a 12, and I didn't pick this one.
Thanks to our Madness update. Thanks to our friends at Islands. Islands, a SoCal favorite for over 40 years. Of course, the spread here at Yamava at the 909 Sports Bar is amazing. I just saw Scotty Kaplan walk in. Cappy's here.
Oh, good.
Getting ready to press the flesh.
Cap, you have a lot of time to lose money. I'm a little worried.
Come on out. Be sure to be here for the afternoon show. Plus, the great UCLA legend, Baron Davis, will be in the house.
BD.
A little after 4 p.m. Mace, have you recovered from the pie yet?
I have recovered from the pie. I'm sort of cleaned up. I'm okay. Bergman, the sneak attack, I thought was very unfair.
Was there cream inside your nostril?
It's a little still.
Still.
Yeah,
okay.
Little still.
You can see the video at ESPN Los Angeles.
Yes.
Mace can hit in the face as the show began with a beautiful pie.
Good God.
Mason in Ireland continues now.
Highlight of the day.
Oh, yeah, by sure.
The pie.
Highlight of the year.
Yeah. Is that going to the Mandy Awards?
Bit of the year is already done.
Oh. You think that was the bit of the year?
No. We got plenty of time.
Greg Bergman, corporate Greg.
Yes.
Hitting Steve Mason.
Yeah.
Out of the gate with a pie?
Yeah.
I'm confident.
And you didn't even know it was coming?
No
I'm
clue.
Confident we can come. What month is the Mandy's?
June. Early part of June.
Okay, I'm confident we can come up with a better bit between now
what
and then.
What if I fall on Saturday during pickleball?
That's expected.
Oh,
yeah.
Nobody
right.
expected
I got
Greg.
10 grand in mythical money on
I've
that.
I've never seen Ireland laugh like that before.
No.
Like, it was just so out of nowhere.
Well, I didn't expect it. I didn't even
you
know
didn't
what
even know it was coming.
I didn't even know
which
what
is
was
why
happening.
Why
I was incredibly proud of you. I just thought you got fed up with him and hit him with a pie. And I was just glad it wasn't me. I knew one of us was getting a pie one of these days. It just happened to be Mace.
I'm actually surprised that Sliwa didn't stick around and dump water on you.
Yeah. Well, I think he will at some point. Yeah. I that's
sometimes
coming.
There's going to be a sneak attack.
Yeah, that's
sometimes.
Coming.
It's your best when there are sneak attacks.
I deserve it.
Well, yeah. If you're going to get hit with a pie, you don't want to know about it.
Yeah,
right.
Sorry.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mason and Ireland.
He wanted to set it all up. He's like, well, we're going to tease it out a little bit.
I was going to make it bad. I was going to say, okay, you're
going to
hit
me. You wanted to build up to it.
With one dessert. I wanted to have all the desserts out here, decide which one would be the best to put into my face, all that.
How is that fun?
Yeah. Right.
That's not good radio.
Sure
That's
it
not
is.
Good bitage.
Sure it is.
Yeah, then it's all just sitting there. Like, and then you're going to stand there and wait
sneak
for
attacks
you to get
hit.
Listen, if you want to do it again, we can get another
yeah,
pie.
Yeah, we're not doing it again.
Okay. Maybe at the Mandy's?
Under no circumstance.
Well, how I mean, great would that be? You get up on
the
stage.
The Mandy's? Oh, yeah.
And boom.
I wear my best suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mason and Ireland continues tournament tip-off party right now.
Your Amazon suit?
Amazon, my designer. Amazon. All right, so Lamar Jackson is now eligible to be negotiating with other teams other than the Ravens because he's got the non-exclusive tag.
Okay.
So the Ravens have a right to match or they can get two first-round picks. So there are teams that potentially could be, like Washington is a team that could be out there and make a big offer. Indianapolis could be out there and make a big offer. There are teams. What has screwed up the quarterback's market is the deal with Deshaun Watson with
right.
$230 million guaranteed.
Right.
Now, Lamar turned down 6 years, $290 with $133 million guaranteed.
Right. He wants a fully guaranteed deal.
So he wants a deal like Deshaun Watson's got.
Mm-hmm.
Why not find out what the market is and then match it? If somebody comes in with that much money, then go ahead and match it. Let the market decide what Lamar Jackson is worth.
But it's not, and it, you guys might have to set me straight on this, it's not like the NBA where the Ravens have a right to match. It's up to Lamar, right?
So if the Ravens have a right to match.
Wait a minute. If Lamar signs with the Rams, I'll choose the Rams example.
Yeah.
The Rams have a quarterback.
For Lamar, a big number.
Lamar signs with the Rams for a big number.
Right.
I think as long as the Rams are willing to give Baltimore two number one picks.
No, Ravens can match.
There's a full matching component like in the
NBA. It's either match or two first-round picks.
But it's the choice of the Ravens.
The Ravens,
okay.
Right. So
yeah.
If you're them, why
yeah,
not?
You just run the risk of making a match.
Right. Why not let the market decide the value of Lamar? If it is $230 million guaranteed, then you go ahead and match it, and you know what Lamar is worth. But why do it before you have to and let the market decide exactly how much Lamar is worth on as a quarterback?
I don't know Lamar Jackson, but I guess the one reason you wouldn't do that is you run the risk of alienating the player. So if Lamar Jackson takes a hard stance on this and just says, I'm never playing, they disrespected me, I'm never playing for him again, then what do you do if you're the Ravens? You've got the most important player on your team, you've built your whole offensive around, and he doesn't want to be there.
But what's he going to do?
Not play.
He's got no options. You're saying he won't play for, what, multiple years?
I don't know. I know it will only be 1 year, right? Because
it's one year, yeah.
Yeah.
You say he's going to walk away from $60 million?
I wouldn't, but I saw Jeff Darlington on ESPN, and Darlington thinks he would.
So
Darlington says he's not taking a bad contract and that if they try and shove a bad contract down his throat. Like, let's play this out to the other
okay.
side. Let's say he doesn't get another offer
okay.
from a team. What happens then?
Then he's got the option of accepting, what was the deal?
$130 million guaranteed.
$133 million
guaranteed.
Darlington
thinks he walks.
But where can he walk to?
Nowhere. Does not.
Right, he can't walk. Right. I mean, is he going to give
up,
his career? Sit out 2 years. Yeah, but they can still tag him again next year.
No, they take.
This is only his first tag. They can tag him again next year and go through this entire dance again.
Right,
you're allowed to tag somebody twice.
What did they do for a quarterback? If they're playing the same,
you think he's going to walk away from $60 million cash?
I don't. I wouldn't. But if he did, what did they do? I'm trying to set up here. It's a game of chicken. Like if the Ravens say final offer, take it or leave it, and he says okay, I'll leave it. What do the Ravens do? I think Lamar would be stupid to turn down that money. But,
right. I mean, it's an awful lot of money.
But what are the Ravens?
Well, here's the thing. He's playing again they've got him for 2 more years. Is he going to sit out 2 more years?
And are the Ravens going to play 2 years without a quarterback? That's the chicken game.
Yeah.
They have Tyler Huntley that was playing in playoff games last year.
Right. And not winning.
Lamar Jackson is slightly better than Tyler Huntley.
You have a quarterback that has been in a playoff.
Three initials for you, Greg Bergman in Baltimore. DTR. he's a poor man's Lamar. Dorian Thompson Robinson.
He's a one-read quarterback that does not have the greatest of arms.
This league is super short on quarterbacks. Really short. I mean,
yeah, no.
Sam Darnold to San Francisco. I mean, Baker Mayfield to Tampa. Is Baker Mayfield still a starting quarterback? I don't think so.
Well, they're going to let him compete for it. So are we back to the Wolf?
Yeah,
as a backup
so far it's the Wolf. Yeah, so far it's the Wolf.
Okay.
I would like somebody with a bit of experience.
It's not Bryce Perkins?
Bryce Perkins was good when he got Bryce a chance Perkins to play in the preseason.
There's the Wolf! There's the Wolf! John Wolford. All right, so John, you're somebody that has trouble sleeping.
Yes, I do. Yeah, so, matter of fact, last night my whole game plan of why I went from LAX to here at 3 o'clock in the morning was because it gave me the biggest window to attempt to sleep, which worked.
Yeah,
I got about 6.5 hours.
So Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla has also got trouble sleeping.
Yeah, he's the same as me.
And
in particular, after games, particularly after flights, he gets to the hotel and he can't sleep.
And he told Ted Johnson, who's a former Patriot who hosts a sports talk show in Boston, exactly how he is able to sleep, and it is a very strange strategy.
He says, now I don't know if I believe this, he says he tapes his eyes shut. Listen to this. This is Joe Mazzulla talking to Ted Johnson on a morning radio show.
Coach Mazzulla likes, he sleeps, he gets excellent sleep.
Okay.
Doesn't have to get up in the middle, he sleeps. He sleeps the whole night through, but he said, Ted, you have to tape your mouth shut. That's the only – you breathe through your nose, but just you will get the best night sleep ever, but you got to sleep with your mouth taped shut. Coach, is that something you still do, and would you recommend that still?
Yeah, I still do it.
My man.
Highly recommend it. Still on it. What about you? You adopt it yet?
No, I haven't. I've been too scared to do it.
Are we talking duct tape? Like what color duct tape?
Yeah.
Do you tape yourself? Does this go down? Yeah, you know what I mean, Joe.
There's sleep tape out there. I actually have a mouthpiece now, Ted. I've upgraded to a sleep mouthpiece. That
really
kind of helps with it. But when I got in the NBA, I kind of learned how long of a season it is physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I think the way, coaches and players have to find ways to take care of themselves, it's important to optimize as much as you can. And so.
So I got that right. He tapes his mouth shut.
Right. By the way, he tapes the eye shut. Sounds like the movie Saw.
Yeah. But his mouth. I've never heard of sleep tape for your mouth. Have you?
No.
He says there's sleep tape.
Sleep tape.
And I've studied sleeping.
Yeah.
So what should I even consider this? Wait, Chris Morales says he's aware of this thing. Hold on, Chris, what do you know?
I use it now.
No, do you?
I do.
You
tape
your mouth shut when you go to sleep.
You should use it during Live Imaging Tuesday.
See, no, I knew you couldn't help to take a shot. Remember the last event we did where the afternoon show got to Live Imaging? Do you remember the amount of text you sent after the show?
Oh, was
no, complaining to everybody
recall.
At the golf tournament?
I was complaining about
corporate
what?
Greg, Amanda
what was I complaining
got it?
About?
Oh, we don't get Live Imaging. Why do you only do it for the afternoon show?
Oh, well, I do wonder why you're constantly kissing Sedano's ass.
Well, he's got a lot of juice. We talked about that the other day. A lot of juice.
All right, now wait a minute. Tell me about sleep tape.
So, sleep tape, it's an amazing night's sleep if you get it. honestly.
What is
Hostage
it
Tape is the company
is it,
I get it.
Is it thick
no,
tape?
No, no, it's thin.
Can you breathe through the tape?
Oh, yeah.
If you want to.
It's on Amazon.
And I've got a beard. And
it doesn't get caught in your beard?
Not at all. It doesn't hurt in the morning or anything.
You don't have any on you, do you?
I don't.
Bring some in.
I can get some for you.
Bring no, I just want a strip.
You just want one strip?
Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see what it's look like. I mean, what the hell? Why not? Here,
it's Jorge, worth a shot. Wait a minute, Jorge, I see what it is. So it.
Jorge just sent me. Jorge, turn your mic on. What'd you just send me?
It's sleep tape. What'd you just send? For like $20 on Amazon.
But you want to get a certain. You want to make sure it's
gentle
a good
mouth tape for nose breathing. And do you sleep longer?
I do, and I get deeper sleep. Because I've got a nasal thing where sometimes.
Bring it on. Let's go. Yeah. Sleep
sure,
tape.
Give it a go.
The first thing on Google is called hostage tape.
Hostage tape is what I use.
I use a hostage
and they're
tape.
So
Chris,
popular.
I don't know if you should say that out loud on the radio that you use something called hostage
well,
tape.
Well, Jorge's taped me up before.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's so popular, they sold out in like 2 months. They're just
really?
Getting supplies back in.
I've never heard of this.
It helps.
Yeah. Have
if you?
You
have sleep apnea?
Never.
If you have a hole in your nostril, whatever you may have.
Okay. Sleep tape.
Sleep tape. It helps.
All right, I'm going to try it, I will report back.
Do you snore, John?
No.
But do you have your mouth
snoring,
open, though?
Right?
Yeah, probably.
So when you have your mouth open, you don't get that deep sleep.
Okay. I'm going to try. As soon as Chris brings me the hostage
I'll tape
tape.
You up.
The hostage tape.
I will try it and report back.
If you want me to watch you while you sleep and take a video,
no,
I will.
Of course I do.
Super
Can't think
creepy.
Of anything I'd enjoy
it's
more.
Creepy. Super creepy.
It's a friend helping a friend.
You're going to be in John Ireland's house taking video of him while he's got hostage
and
tape.
And broadcasting it
right,
live imaging Tuesday morning.
That's youtube.com/ESPNLA.
There you go.
All right. Coming up next for you, it's What's Up, Fool? Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. We are live at Yamava at the 909 Sports Bar. Food is spectacular. All the gaming you want. As many TVs as you can imagine. Every game on right now. San Diego State, by the way, for Sliwa. Hanging on. 61-57 over. Is that just 0.7 seconds left in the game?
Yeah.
Oh, San Diego State's won.
It is a final.
There you go.
Congratulations, Slee.
Way to go, Slee.
Congratulations, Cappy. Your Aztecs are through.
Yep. All right. What's up, fools? Next, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Oh, let me tell you about Jacob and Ronnie.
So
here's the thing. We are having these atmospheric rivers now. Apparently, this is happening on a regular basis. There's another atmospheric river next week, and Jacob was in the studio. Jacob Imrani was in the studio earlier this week, and he pointed out that accident rates triple in the rain. So he made some simple pointers, like don't drive in the lane at the far right, don't drive in the lane at the far left, but people are still going into those lanes, hydroplaning, spinning out, all that kind of stuff, and accidents are triple what they normally would be. Now, if that happens to you, if you have an incident where you're involved in an accident, we hope it doesn't happen, but if it happens, you want to make sure that you let a pro handle it. Don't talk to their insurance company. Talk to the other driver and do that stuff. But when the insurance company comes back with a lowball offer, say no and call Jacob because you're not going to get the full compensation that you deserve. So remember, in the event of an accident, 844-24-JACOB, that's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB, or remember...
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Yes, indeed, quarter before 3 p.m. in the Southland, it is our tournament tip-off party live from Yamaval Resort and Casino, the 909 Sports Bar. We'll be here till 7 p.m. Scott Kaplan's in the house. He's walking around. Shitano's on his way.
Nice.
Yeah, boo.
There you go. And it is time for What's Up, Foo?
What's up,
yeah.
Foo?
Take it away, Corporate Greg.
Thank you very much, Chris. All right, so we've talked a lot about how when there's a day off in Miami or L.A., NBA teams are at a disadvantage because the nightlife can be, well, you know, a lot.
Fun.
Well, the Grizzlies are going to try and change that. They're going to leave the road cities immediately after games instead of staying there overnight, especially in the more glitzy areas. This is obviously in
what
response to the John Morant stuff.
Miami, Los Angeles.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Maybe places. Atlanta. Yeah, but will more teams start to do this, and shouldn't this have been done a lot earlier anyway?
Well, the general rule is if you can get to the next city at a reasonable hour, you do it. So, for example, on this recent trip, we played a game in New Orleans. and our next game was in Houston. Now, this was a back-to-back, so we would have gone anyway. But let's say we had a day off.
Right.
It's always better to wake up the next day in the city where you're going to play. Your body just feels better. If you stay in the same city where you just played a game, you're too wired to go to sleep. And if you don't have to get up the next morning, you're going to go out. That's just the way it works. So if I was a team, I would do this every time.
But what he's saying is don't get there early either.
Don't take a stay off in Miami.
There's trouble to be had in LA and New York and Miami.
Yeah, but I wouldn't fly in day of a game. Matter of fact, I think it's an NBA rule. You have to be in the city the day before
because
of weather. But you can make your flights later. You could fly it. Like, let's say you're in Memphis and you have a game in Miami.
Right.
And your game's Friday night in Miami, you would fly in Thursday.
Yeah.
If you make your flight at 5 or 6 o'clock rather than 12 or 1 o'clock.
You cut down the time for mayhem.
Then you, by the time they get into the hotel, you can, you know, kind of self-correct it.
What are the towns where there is mayhem?
New Orleans?
No, New York, Miami, L.A. are the,
New York,
the big
Miami,
three.
New York, Miami, L.A.
Yeah. Not New Orleans?
That's where
would
people get into trouble.
Maybe in February during Mardi Gras?
Yeah. Maybe in the old days.
Yeah.
But, Atlanta also has a reputation of having certain extracurricular
Many
activities.
Many gentlemen's clubs in
Ask
Atlanta.
Ask Lou Williams. Lemon Pepper Lou.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
What's up, Foo?
So I was watching the Laker disaster of a loss of Houston last night, and somebody on Twitter named...
Did Anthony Davis play?
Of course not, because he doesn't play in back-to-backs.
Got it.
Named Optimistic Radiologist actually noticed this, and I paid more attention to it afterwards. On the floor in Houston on Spectrum Sportsnet, they are superimposing Laker sponsors onto opponents' courts. So on the bottom right of the court, there is a BB Go and a UCLA Health Center that is going on in the bottom right.
Pretty ingenious.
Yeah, throughout the game. Have you ever noticed this? Apparently not.
I know.
And shouldn't this be done for every sport?
Yeah, I totally noticed BB Go, even on road games, it's on the floor as you watch it on TV, which is really smart. It's amazing technology that you can put it there, and it's not like when guys run over it or run near it, it's not affected at all. But yeah, I mean, if you're the company like BBGO that buys the patch and gets the floor space, then you can superimpose it on road games. It makes sense. Yeah, there it is.
So it'll say BBGO and it'll say UCLA Health Center.
That's genius, and it's taking care of your sponsors, which is part of your job. And,
it's part of the deal.
Whoever came up with that, either at the Lakers or Spectrum, should deserve a raise. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, I mean, they can do it on every sport, too, right? You can do it at baseball games. You can do it
on the ice and hockey. You can do it on the track. Technically, you could do it on the football field.
Yeah.
You're not hurting the other team's sponsors because it's on your station.
Right.
They do that in baseball. On the behind.
Yeah,
the...
like Fox will have a promo for a show coming up or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's up,
Yeah,
Foo?
Smart.
Okay, so you guys find yourselves in a casino right now. Bergman on Twitter yesterday says he was going to gamble a little bit. Now, what is your approach to gambling? How much money do you want to gamble, and what is the most you've ever lost? Playing cards or slots, whatever it is. How much have you lost?
Okay, so the most I've ever lost, I always go with a standard ATM withdrawal, which is $300.
Yep.
The most I have ever lost is $300. I'm extremely disciplined about that. And I only play poker, which is the one game where the house doesn't really have an advantage. They get away.
And you can hang on to your money a little bit longer,
right,
too.
Yeah, play tight, and you can play for a long time. I took my mom out to play slot machines a couple of weeks ago, and $200 was gone like that. Penny slots, you can lose a lot of money really fast. So right. I'm a poker guy because you can make that last a long time, and the house has no advantage. You're playing the other guys at the table.
I'm the same way. I won't go to the ATM twice. So whatever the ATM limit is, that's it. Although I've told this story many times on the air, but I'll tell you the quick version. Years ago, Mason and I got offers to do ads for an online casino.
Yes.
And they said, we'll give you to pay you for your services, I'll give you $2,500 cash, or I'll give you $5,000 in casino chips. And I said, well, give me the $5,000, and I'll just cash out the next day.
Sure.
And, you know, get all the money. Well, I said, well, what could it hurt if I try and play a little bit?
Right.
Ran it up to $9,500.
Really?
Yeah, feeling pretty good about myself. Over the course of the next 6 months, lost it
all. Drip, drip, drip.
Yeah, but I played. I had a fun year playing.
Yeah, that's fun.
Online, and then I said, with my addictive personality, I can't reload.
Yeah.
I'm out.
300,
so I guess,
that's it. Bergman, what about you?
I guess so because of that, $25,000 would be the most I ever lost, even though it wasn't really my money.
Wasn't really your money.
Yeah.
So last night I lost $200 on penny slots.
Okay.
I have a limit for myself, and it is usually that 300 that you're allowed to take out of the ATM.
Now, are you pulling the arm or?
No, they don't do that anymore. You just press a button.
Some of them still have arms.
Yes. Yeah,
at least you get a little exercise when you're losing your money.
But this place is crazy. I am perfect for this place.
Yeah.
Because I went and sat down at the slots, and I just saw, ooh, look, pretty lights that's doing things.
Yes.
That's the one that I want.
It's mesmerizing. Yeah.
This is exactly. I fit perfectly at Yamava. They take my money. But the most money that I've ever lost was about $1,500 in Vegas. Playing poker because I just kept going in and in.
Yeah, well,
and
if you get the cards, it's hard not to go
right.
In.
Yeah, because I was way up. I got myself up to like almost $3,000, and then it just went bam all
beats.
The way down. Yeah, there's bad. It's always bad beats. Is yeah, it ever not bad beats? Bad beats?
Yeah, every beat. Everybody's got a bad beat story.
Just I didn't get the flush on the river, like you know.
He pulled full house on the. He sucked out a queen. On
I played that perfectly right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The only other thing you notice about a casino: look around.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't look down at your computer. What time is it?
I know it's 2:40. It's almost 2:50 because we're in What's Up, Fool.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I know.
But you ever notice that? Like, you lose all sense of time
yeah,
in a
casino.
Yeah, there
are no clocks.
This is no joke.
There's no clear action.
Yeah.
Last night, it was – so I was here last night with Sliwa and Lindsay.
Okay.
We're walking around. We were just walking and talking and playing slots and things. And all of a sudden, Sliwa goes, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I was like, what are you talking about? How did it get to be 2 o'clock in the morning?
Because you're having fun.
Yeah, we were having a great time. And then so there's like, all right, it's time. Let's get some food and get out of here.
Yeah.
It's time to go home. We got stuff to do tomorrow.
What's up, food?
All right.
Do you have something you
want Jorge, to do? What about you? Do you gamble?
I know, but the first time I did, I lost $500, and I got wiped out in like 15 minutes trying to play poker.
What?
500
hey,
bucks.
Can you make it to my table?
How soon can you get here?
Yeah, let's play.
What's up, fool?
All right. So we talked about it yesterday, but Aaron Rodgers went on Pat McAfee's show and announced he was going to the Jets, and it just needed to get worked out. But now the Packers are saying that it isn't close because they want sufficient compensation for it. I don't know what is currently being offered, so don't ask that. But how much do you think Rodgers announcing that he was playing on the Jets on McAfee is to blame for this being held up?
I don't know if I would blame that because I think they both knew. I think the Jets and the Packers both knew this is where this was heading. But I'm curious what fair market value for Aaron Rodgers is for
right.
a 39-year-old quarterback.
With a big contract, too.
Yeah, who could take you to the Super Bowl. Is two number twos enough? Is that too much?
A one and a two?
I mean,
you don't think
the first
you get
round
a one
there, right?
out of Aaron Rodgers?
Two, three, four, one of each.
Well, think about the market. Jalen Ramsey, I mean, not obviously different caliber. They just got a third-round pick.
Darren Waller right. only got a third-round pick.
Yeah, Darren Waller, third-round pick.
Yeah.
So a quarterback,
maybe two,
skill position.
Yeah, maybe two twos. Sounds about right.
A first and a four.
But if you think he's going to win you a Super Bowl by being in New York, doesn't that
automatically
Oh,
they're going to make
a,
the deal. They're going to do whatever it
right,
takes
but it doesn't
to
have to be
deal.
A first-round pick if you think it's a Super Bowl-winning quarterback.
Right.
This is going to take you to the Super Bowl.
Also, they've got no leverage in negotiation because Aaron Rodgers wants to be there, and they're trying to trade him there. So
and announced
no
that he's
leverage.
Going there
right.
already.
By the way, if they can't work it out and Aaron just shows up to camp in Green Bay, they have to pay him, right?
Yep.
Oh, sure.
Sure do.
Yeah, so Green Bay
has to be traded.
May not have as much leverage as we think. I think two number twos or something close to that is where this ends up.
Two number twos. I mean, that's a lot, but I feel like it's – for Aaron Rodgers, I feel like it's too low. Got to get some kind of first-round pick in there.
Future first-round.
Sure.
Not this year first-round.
Yeah, maybe one way down the road.
They don't like first-round picks anyway. They use them on offensive linemen and defensive
yeah,
linemen.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
What's up, Foo?
So my favorite soda is Sprite. It's delicious, but the big the
you and Stu Lance.
Yes, it's the best. It's the best one.
Okay.
But is the big three clear sodas have always been Sprite, 7-Up, and Sierra Mist.
Yes.
Sierra Mist has rebranded, and they are now Starry.
Yeah.
I tried it the other day. It doesn't really taste like Sierra Mist, and it's fine.
Wait a minute. Did they change the formula?
I think it is changed. I'm pretty sure the formula has changed.
Starry is a terrible name.
Well, that's the question. But still, the third. What do you think of the name Starry for
don't
a soda
like it.
Drink?
It's so weird.
It's weird. I don't like.
Yeah, it's like
I'm gonna go get a Starry.
It's not a. It's not
what
a.
What was
noun.
Wrong with Sierra Mist?
Right. It's not a noun.
Hey,
most drinks
look,
are nouns.
He's handing you two of them.
Oh, Starry! Look at that. I mean, we love Starry.
Yeah. Home of Starry. No, it's not
didn't
a noun. It's a adjective, right?
Starry doesn't really work for me.
No, Starry. Yeah, I thought Sierra Mist was better, but I. I don't know. Did they have a contest online where they voted on it or something like that?
I have no idea how they got to it. But
I mean, I'm sure they did a million focus groups and they decided Starry was the one.
Yeah, I mean, it looks, it's fine. But
it's
just
the same
it's
look.
Light, it's the light
looks
green.
Like Sprite. I thought Sierra Mist was like a little more yellow.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but this is clear like Sprite.
Right. I think they're trying to be more like, look more like Sprite. So then when you see it, it's the S.
So what
grab.
Are the three now? There's Starry, Sprite, and...
And 7-Up.
7-Up.
Are you a 7-Up or Sprite guy?
I'm a neither.
Neither?
I don't drink a lot of it, but if I had to buy, like, what if I've got the flu, I'll drink 7-Up.
Yeah,
7-Up?
I'm a Coke guy like Jorge.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What's up, fool?
All right, let's do one more here, okay. And I'm going to take this from John. Italy's dugout at the World Series, at World Baseball Classic has an espresso machine. Mike Piazza coaches that uh-huh. team.
Is this it's cool? In the dugout.
It's in the dugout. Is this cool or Bush League, John?
For the World Baseball Classic, I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd put it in there for 162 games of a regular season. Have a guy sitting at the end of the pitch with his legs crossed, drinking espresso during a dirty game.
Pinky up.
But yeah. Right. But for the World Baseball Classic, it's Italy. Espresso is very big there.
Yeah.
What the hell? I kind of like it.
Think about it. What's the difference between an espresso machine and like the bubble machine that the Dodgers use?
Well, because you're actually drinking something. The bubble machine was just for show, for gimmicks.
Espresso will
hop you up.
Hop you up.
Yeah. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's almost like a performance enhancing drug. I mean, I use it.
Natural, though.
I had a quad espresso this morning on my way in here.
Yeah, you always do, every day.
Yeah, every day.
But, I mean, this is what they're doing.
You don't have any problem with it, do you, Greg?
No, not at all. The WBC is doing a lot of this stuff. Like, did you see Great Britain with their awful jerseys? But, like, when Trace Thompson hit a home run, they put a crown on him, and they put
they were going to drink tea. And,
yeah, there's a whole bunch of cool little things that are happening in the dugouts for the WBC.
South Korea's got cheerleaders. Did you see the cheerleaders?
I did not see the cheerleaders.
They were really entertaining.
Yeah, did you see Great Britain's jersey, though?
It looks like something at Walmart.
It looks so bad.
By the way, U.S. is advanced and plays Venezuela.
Yep. In Miami.
In the quarters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's up, fool?
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
It's all you.
All right. Coming up next for you, John, I want to make
Princeton is – this is just going to kill me.
Let's go, Princeton.
Oh, it's
Arizona
15.
7-0 run by Princeton. Arizona 51, Princeton 48 with 6 minutes to go. If Arizona does this to me again, I picked them to go to the Final Four a few years ago and they went out early. I will be done with you.
And
all my friends that went to Arizona, I'll be done with you too. Mark Cates and Danny Schwartz and Luke Walton, you people.
As a UCLA fan, how do you go against Princeton in the tournament?
What do you mean?
Because they beat UCLA
all right,
in the tournament.
You want a moment of honesty?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of short white guys.
Well, come on.
Arizona's got like 5 NBA guys on their team.
What I don't understand is Bergman has UCLA winning it all.
Of course.
Oh, wait, you did.
Of course.
Yeah, you always do. I didn't know if you would do it this
believe
year.
It this
you
year.
Don't even put UCLA in the Final Four.
I'm losing to Gonzaga in the Sweet 16.
Which is crazy to me.
That's right.
Well, who guards Drew Timmy?
Yeah,
Adem Bona.
Who guards Drew Timmy?
Adem Bona.
Now that
or as Mason
Adem
would call
Bona,
him, Timmy Drew. Who guards
Duba,
Timmy Drew?
Now that Jalen Clark is gone.
Jalen Clark wouldn't guard Timmy anyway.
Oh, Timmy.
Yeah, but Jalen Clark would guard everyone else.
He would guard everybody else. You're right.
All right. By the way,
I hope you're right and I'm wrong, Greg. Yes. I'd much rather lose my bracket and have UCLA win it than the other way around.
Let's go with Kansas for the repeat, by the way.
You do. They won today.
They're out of it today.
It's hard to win 2 years in a row.
All right. So we're live at Yamava, which is the most
place
beautiful
is gorgeous.
Casino, hotel, club, everything. Unbelievable food. We're at the 909 Sports Bar. You're invited out here. Hang out with us. There are documented 1,000 televisions in this bar. Isn't that what... the COO said
150, but you were close.
1,000, yeah. I think. we've got the NCAA tournament on. Great place for March Madness. Shidano and Cappy coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.